Господин с вами. Читание.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. During those days, Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste, to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ear, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. And Mary said, My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked upon his handmaid's lowliness. Behold, from now on will all ages call me blessed. The Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is His name. His mercy is from age to age to those who fear Him. He has shown might with His arm, dispersed the arrogant of mind and heart. He has thrown down the rulers from their thrones, but lifted up the lowly. The hungry he has filled with good things. The rich he has sent away empty. He has helped Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, according to his promise to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his descendants forever. Mary remained with her about 3 months, and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, dear parishioners of the parish of Medjugorje, dear pilgrims, those of you who came from close and all of you who came from the far countries, all of you who are watching this, people of God, I'm greeting you all on the occasion of the 37th anniversary of this miraculous phenomenon of Medjugorje that has touched the whole church and the whole world. I would like tonight that each one of us may widely open hearts and soul to the one whom we praise and celebrate here in Medjugorje, to the Most Holy Mother of God, Mother of the Church, Our Lady, who continues in heaven her motherly duty by participating in upbringing and giving birth to divine life in the souls of the redeemed ones. As in his credo, it was expressed by Holy Father Paul VI, and she, as Elizabeth refers to her, Mother of my Lord. Surely she's with us, and she's accompanying us in her motherly task in our future church through her merciful guidance and through her intercession. Teaching of the church, particularly with the teaching in the Second Vatican Council, gives the guidelines how to honor Our Lady, and says that this communion with Mary is especially, particularly accomplished in the celebration of the Holy Mass, celebration of the Holy Eucharist. There it says that Mary's character is perceived in the mystery of Christ and of the Church, and also on the eve of the feast of Mary's Assumption to Heaven, we pray and we say, first one from the Christ, she received the glory that was promised to each one of us, and she has become the image of the Church in her final completion. Therefore, she, to the people of pilgrims, is a true and genuine sign of hope and a source of consolation. Mary, Blessed Virgin Mary. Dear brothers and sisters, I was chosen to celebrate the Holy Mass and to preach about the Blessed Virgin Mary tonight, and I must admit that this is not easy at all. Because what can I say about her who is so full of grace? Everything that we prayed in the litanies before Holy Mass, each priest who receives duty to preach about Our Lady, he feels that he has a very difficult task. What to preach about this special chosen creature of God, about the beauty of beauties and goodness of all goodness? What to say about her? What to say that in that speech we may not lessen or humiliate the greatness that God has placed into Mary's being, so she would be a worthy tabernacle for God's Son? When we speak about Mary, it is not just about Mary, because she is irresistibly related to her Son. She, through her nature, through her task, she is the tabernacle, and she is the one who is the herald of her Son, and therefore every inappropriate presentation of Mary, whether in the spoken word or in statue or the musical composition, is something that is reducing her beauty and her greatness, and can even overshadow how she points to Jesus and proclaims him to the world. But there's something that is quite easy. If you ask what, then you are the respond. You feel part of this many group of people who honor Our Lady as Jesus' mother and their spiritual mother. And when man loves someone, then he has need to give that to someone whom he loves, and to everyone else he has need to try to do that in the best possible way he knows. And therefore tonight, brothers and sisters, carried with that need of expressing this sonhood love towards Our Lady, I would like to do as one parish priest who at one place he wrote this: if I was a composer like Bach, I would make a composition and a music for Mary. If I was a poet like Novalis, I would have wrote a song for Mary. If I was a sculptor like Michelangelo, I would have made Pietà for Mary. If I was the best painter, I would have made a portrait for Mary. But since I'm just a simple parish priest, he wrote, I will clothe my honoring of Mary in simple words. In that purpose, I will learn from the inspired words of Luke Evangelist, as he brings these words from the mouth of Mary's cousin Elizabeth, and I say, most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. That is what this parish priest wrote. and I'm just a regular Franciscan, and I do not have the wisdom of a wise person, nor I have the preaching gift like St. Anthony of Padua, nor the great gift as a poet, and therefore, just like this priest, I will lean on the words of the Holy Scripture, and based on the words from the Holy Scripture, I will say something about Mary. I will take two examples, first from Luke's chapter, from what he heard in the Gospel. And the first one is Hail, full of grace, and later on, for he has looked down on the lowliness of his servant, full of grace. Luke's Gospel was written in the Greek language. To understand the words of angel, full of grace, Luke uses only one word, Kecharitomene. This word is so rich with the content, as it was said to us by the professor of the New Testament. So in other languages, this word cannot be translated with one word, but in the describing way, with several words. Not even that translation reflects in the fullness what the original says, and it is, we could say, that person, all of the grace was poured, all of the love was poured out. She was given all of the good. She is clothed with grace and with love. She is all fled with grace, with love, with goodness. God thought that Mary should be the mother of his son, and that's why it was not worthy that in that chosen being there would be any creature in a less amount than the fullness of the measure. Therefore, about Mary, we cannot say too much, because she's always greater and bigger than every description we would use. All of the virtues had to be in her in the full amount, starting with the three first virtues of faith, of trust, and of love, to the prudence, righteousness, strength, moderateness, to everyday virtues. But all of that Mary feels and perceives as a pure gift of God. Mary cannot, she will not boast around and say, this is mine. I am merciful. I am full of grace. Look how good, kind, righteous, merciful I am. No. All of that is exclusively a gift of God to Mary, and therefore, when we honor Mary, we honor God who created such Mary and who gave her to be our model, to be our intercessor, to be our mother. But dear brothers and sisters, something that is very important for us that we could call Mary's gift God. Because by having received from God so much, Mary started with the determining steps to God. To meet God, she offered him all of these gifts, to use these gifts to God and to people. And which is most important, she has given him completely and freely, without limitation, her free will. So through her, the will of God may be done and may be fulfilled, regardless of the fact what that will ask from her. She only praises God because God has looked down on the lowliness of his servant. Look down, to look. When we hear the word look, very often we just cross over this word without noticing anything particular. But in a biblical sense, the word to look in relationship to God has profound meaning. God looks in a different way than people do. When God looks at someone, he pours his love on that person. He invites him, he chooses him for something special. Therefore, this sentence that God has looked down on the lowliness of his servant of Mary means that Mary is chosen for something great. How much the wisdom and knowledge, St. Paul would say, is hidden in Mary's. In the fact that Mary was chosen to be the mother of the Son of God. And can we even imagine how wonderful is the one whom God had chosen for that task? But what about us? Where are we in all of that? What does this mean to us? Salvation of mankind with God's incarnation became possible only when Mary has chosen God. That is where the greatness of Mary lies, in the history of salvation, the history. And out of all of that, this wonderful and saving message comes to us We are all chosen by God, each one of us in his own way God has chosen for a certain task. The question is only, have we chosen God ourselves? God does not do anything for men without his cooperation, without his acceptance. Everything else that happens with the offer of God is finding acceptance with humans, and therefore may none of us leave this holy place here in Medjugorje without making decision that before all of the offers of this world, definitely we would choose God unconditionally. And God is chosen that consciously and willingly we may accept the will of God always and everywhere, regardless of how much would that cost us. We cannot this evening not see and perceive this sentence of Mary here in Medjugorje. God looked at us to look. The events here 37 years ago have changed everything. The grounds, the spiritual grounds of this world has trembled with the epicenter here in Biakovici, along with the mantle of the Queen of Peace. Here, the grace was perceived and the grace took place and became the new strength for every pilgrim here in life, the peaceful characteristic of our faith that says to us that Mary is the hub of Christian, is always present and very active in our lives. From that moment on, gives a new encouragement of devotion, to become devoted, to believe. Those events of Medjugorje have spread through all parts of the world, and there was a new spiritual refreshment and encouragement that touches us here. What was strengthened was so needed evangelization. What was revealed was a new fervor of the faithful hearts. The grace was given to us in so many conversions, and that is reaching really, really huge boundaries all over the world, from the south to the, from the north to the south, from the east to the west. Medjugorje today, after 37 years in its horizon, here, right here, gathers all of the pain, all of the joys of its church and of the world. But particularly given privilege of Medjugorje is that despite everything, despite everyone, Medjugorje does not stop to profess conversion, does not stop to profess peace. Medjugorje, in the midst of the world noise, points direction for us to stop, to pause in peace, that we may peacefully start praying the rosary. Medjugorje invites us to bow down before the sacrament, Blessed Sacrament, to Sacrament of Holy Confession, to celebrate Holy Mass with a cleansed heart. And so that would be like echo in the mountains and the world. And in the world, there would be words that are resounding, that there are too little confessors here. Thanks be to God for that. Saint John Paul II, in his encyclical Redemptoris Mater, says that Mary's motherhood constantly lasts in the church as the intercession, and the church reveals the faith in a way that calls Mary intercessor, refers to her as the help, as the mediator. Mary, the Queen of Peace, with his intercession in all of these days, in all of these years, in this region, has point bound to so many wounds and has shown consolation to so many souls. She has received all those humble and tired ones, consoled all those who were rich and who were poor, sick and abandoned ones, hungry, who were full, and those who were full of unnecessary things and who are hungry for the necessary things. And many people back in the 80s of the past century wondered, were amazed why there was invitation for peace here. There was order and peace everywhere, especially sealed in the prisons of communist system, who were watching this place carefully. You can imagine the details of that era. And while there were dozens of severe wars, even these horrifying war here in this region, the message from Medjugorje has not changed. Peace. And peace that resounds here in a special way becomes a genuine source of evangelization. It is a balm to every single wound we would have, even to the wounds that we carry here from this region, but the wounds from all over the world that we bring, that are wounded and dressed here. Medjugorje is a place where, as nowhere like here, we can feel the pain of the modern humanity. We can feel the suffering. We can feel how Medjugorje is lost. In Medjugorje, rocks and these hills were discarded for years is a human plea for peace in their hearts that was lost. Are visible paths that millions for years have been searching for the center of their own beings are the witness, above all, how there's no more relationship between God and men that was lost. The fact that that was lost is painfully visible in the destroyed human relationship between men and men, between a wife and a husband, father and a son, mother and a daughter, former friends and acquaintances. These paths in the rocky hills are witnessing about the solitude of man, about his feeling of desert, of abandonment, how they are tired and their consciousness is persecuting them. But there is need that in this world of hopelessness there may be hope, that there may be love born again. It is the paradox of the world where we live in, which is the poverty of abundance. The poverty of abundance, the emptiness that it has when it resounds, but it is the abundance of the poverty throughout the world that is fruit of human wickedness and selfishness. Out of that circle of human lack of power, we can come out only with the strength of love. And man, nowhere like he can find love and peace as he can in the embrace of a mother. Here, as pilgrims, as parishioners, we feel that we were given to motherly love in her embrace. We, as priests particularly, we were given to the one who is above selfishness of human hearts, who conquered our merchant mentality of paying back in the same amount, who always again does not measure, but just simply continues to love. Almighty God could have been incarnated to us in any way that he wanted, but he doesn't choose the power, the strength, but he chooses a small child and his mother who strongly believes in God's intention, even when her heart is broken in pieces that would never be found again. Which is what happened at the Calvary. Through the cross and Calvary, Christ reconciled us with God. But let us not forget, on that wood of cross, Mary sees her son, whom he loved, gently loved, whom she whispered in her ears all of the beautiful words of the world that she knew, whom she loved more than she loved herself. Our Lady, your spiritual mother, with same love, watches over your life, brother and sister, because you are her child. You feel that. That is why you are here. Mother, behold your son, Jesus says to her. And when you realize that the Heavenly Mother and your spiritual mother has laid you here on your heart, do not be afraid anymore of your painful wounds that you carry from your life. Do not be afraid of your tears, because your tears are going to heal you. And feel free to cry before her, because everything that she wants to say to you is that God is forgiving you. God is mercy, and God loves you abundantly. Dear parishioner, dear pilgrim, this huge love and this huge desire for God through the intercession of Our Lady, you need to turn into your personal decision. God, I belong to you. I love you with all of my heart, God. Mary, Our Lady, our intercessor, our mediator, reconcile us with your son and bring us to your son. Amen.